Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Vegetables are typically grown either in the ground or in containers. But why would somebody grow vegetables in a container when they could grow it in the ground? I've noticed that people enjoy vegetable and herb gardening in containers rather than in a ground for a number of different reasons. First is access to tools such as a tiller. Mixing amendments and fertilizers in containers is much easier than in the soil. Second is for back-saving reasons. Gardeners don't have to bend over as much working with containers as they would in an in-ground garden. Lastly is many gardeners find it easier to manage a few containers as opposed to an in-ground garden. Whether it's fertility management or pulling weeds or simply a smaller area helps to keep their focus. Of course, there are those container gardeners who do so out of necessity. Whether they have limited yard space or soil issues, growing in containers may be their only option. Many fall and winter vegetables can be grown successfully in containers so long as they receive water, fertilizer, and the appropriate space needed. Follow these few steps for growing lettuce, cabbage, radishes, and mustard successfully in containers. First, select a sunny location outdoors. All vegetables will grow best in full sun, defined as 6 to 8 hours of sun per day. Many leafy vegetables can tolerate partial shade, but they will produce better in full sun. Be sure this area allows excess water to flow freely from the containers and refrain from using saucers under pots outdoors. Second, select and prepare a container. Be sure to choose an appropriate sized container. Plastic, clay, or half whiskey barrels can be purchased, but if you're looking to save some money or recycle, consider using old buckets or milk jugs. Just about any container can be used that can have holes punched or drilled into it. Third, fill containers with potting media. You may purchase ready-made potting media from your favorite local garden center or nursery, or you can make your own to save money. The same nursery should sell peat moss and perlite separately. These can be mixed at a 1-to-1 ratio. Many potting medias, as well as homemade ones, have not come with fertilizers, unless otherwise specified. Mix in compost, manures, or fertilizers following the rates on the bag. Be sure to leave 1 to 2 inches below the top of the pot. Overfilled pots will cause water to run off quickly and not penetrate to the roots, while underfilled pots will reduce the effectiveness of the pot size. Fourth, use the LSU Ag Center's Vegetable Planting Guide to select vegetable seeds or transplants for your container garden. Fifth, water enough so that the soil stays moist but not soaking wet. Always water gently until the water runs out of the drainage holes in your pot. Check the soil daily to a depth of 1 to 2 inches. In cooler months, containers will need to be watered much less than in warmer months, typically every 3 to 4 days. Sixth, use a mulch on top of your potting media to help conserve moisture and control weeds. If seeds were planted, do not apply mulch until the seedlings are 4 inches tall. Seventh, remove weeds as they appear. It is much easier to pull tiny weeds than larger ones. Also, when weeds are allowed to grow very large and you pull them, you run the risk of disturbing the roots of your vegetables. Eighth, check plants daily to control insects and disease when they appear. Check under plant leaves to find insects. When only a few insects are present, they can be controlled by picking them off by hand or with a hard stream of water. Diseases are difficult to control once started, so prevention is the best control. Keep plants healthy, clean, and spaced far enough apart so that the leaves do not touch one another. Ninth, protect your seedlings from cold damage from November until March. And 10th, always be sure to enjoy harvesting and eating your container-grown vegetables. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. In the meantime, check out previous podcasts of the show available at WRKF.org.